Good morning and welcome to the Public Affairs Program. My name is Renee Swanson, and in the studio with me this morning is Alyssa Hege, the Executive Director of the Housing Development Corporation, a great nonprofit in our communities.
Yes.
Hello.
Thank you. Glad to be here this morning.
Good to have you. So you've just launched a new program. Can you tell us about that?
Yes. So in response to the historic flooding that occurred here in Grand Island, the Housing Development Corporation Board of Directors helped to work together to develop a new owner-occupied repair disaster recovery program. So it is an affordable grant program for individuals who are at an 80% or lower adjusted median income for Hall County or any of our five counties that we serve in.
And what are those counties?
So we proudly represent Adams, Clay, Hall, Knuckles, and Webster counties.
Awesome. That's all around here.
We do. We serve South and Central Nebraska.
This is amazing. So, okay, you guys are helping out people to repair older homes, or what? Or if they're trying to get a new one, you can help with that. I guess I didn't quite understand it. Would you explain that to me?
Absolutely. It's okay. It's a new program, so we're just rolling it out. It's a baby program underneath our owner-occupied repair, and so it is specifically for disaster recovery. So counties or cities that experience a natural disaster, either documented or declared, we're able to come in and offer grants up to $20,000 to do those home repairs to make sure that everyone's house is safe and accessible.
That is just amazing. This is coming about. And how long will that be going on for? Until the money's gone?
For right now, we have been able to establish a fund of $100,000.
Oh, wow.
But with the grants going up to $20,000, that's limited to potentially only five houses.
Right.
And so we are working on trying to fundraise and find businesses and contractors who are willing to work with us, either do in-kind donations or street sponsorships so that we can generate some more revenue for this fund.
Mm-hmm.
But it is a revolving fund.
So, oh, that's good.
Yeah. So
that's good news.
50% of it is always repaid at point of sale, transfer, or conversion to a rental. And then the other 50% is forgiven over 10 years. And then that goes back into the same fund. And so for the future generations, we're able to continue to do these home repairs.
Fantastic. Alyssa, for listeners who might not know you, can you tell us who you are and what the Housing Development Corporation does?
So, as you said, my name is Alyssa.
Yes.
I'm the executive director for Housing Development Corporation, but I've got a background in history in nonprofits. I've been in nonprofit work for about 10 years now in both the state of Nebraska and the state of Washington. My master's degree is in nonprofit work. I'm very dedicated to the system, but specifically housing nonprofits is something I'm passionate about. My husband and I both grew up in households that were financially unstable. I know in high school, I had to move every single year, and you're always looking for that more affordable option, that cheaper option.
Sure.
I was 8 when my parents had their house foreclosed on. And so you grow up in that housing instability, and it becomes a lifestyle that you know. And so when Robert and I got married and we moved in together, we were doing that same habit. We were moving from house to house, trying to find that affordable option. But what we learned through an organization very similar to HDC is how to financially plan, how to budget, how to gain home ownership so that we could find that stability for our family, for our children. And it's not an easy process. It is overwhelming and emotionally draining to really you're looking at yourself, you're looking at your financials, and to sit down and do that. It's not a quick fix, but it took us 3 years and we were able to buy our own home. And that was incredible.
What a feeling. So at HDC, what do you guys create there?
So we have 5 different programs.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So we try to really address the entire spectrum of housing. So not just one aspect, but all of it. We've got our owner-occupied repair that serves homeowners who are low income, own their home, and need repair work done on their home to either make it safe or accessible. We do affordable rentals. We have rentals in both Hastings and Grand Island. And actually, I do have a couple of townhomes coming available in October. So if anyone is looking for an affordable 3-bedroom, we'll be having some available come in October. And then we have lease-to-own options. And so what this program is you qualify as a low-income renter when you move into the property. And then 5, 10, 15 years, you live in that home, you are given the option to buy it. And then once you've been in that home for at least 10 years, you get the equity out of that program when you purchase your house. And so it's really setting people up for long-term success in home ownership. We also do down payment assistance. We are a pass-through agency for the FHA. That program, unfortunately, is on a temporary pause with the federal funding freeze, but I'm hopeful that'll come back.
Right.
And then, of course, tenant and homebuyer education programs. You know, we believe education is really that foot forward to gaining stable housing. Whether or not you want to live in a rental or become a homeowner, that education is really the basis for it.
I'm going to speak from my heart right now.
Okay.
My husband and I, neither one of us have ever owned. And here's why. We don't know how to maintain a home. We don't have the skills, I guess, you know. So we would have to hire everything out. And with our income, we're not on the higher end, trust me. We always worried about that. So it was easier to rent and the landlord has to fix, you know, if things break and things like that. But this sounds like a fabulous way to success, to own your own home.
And that is the beautiful part of the lease-to-own projects is you've got that landlord you can lean back on, but we can also use those 10 years to teach you how to maintain your home, how to do all of these things. We can walk with you. So it really isn't a hand up or a hand out. It is, we're going to walk alongside you on this journey and guide you through it, because housing should always be a choice. Whether or not you want to be a renter or a homeowner, you should always have that choice.
I agree. How long, you may not know the answer to this, but knowing you, Alyssa, you're a very intelligent lady. How long has the HDC been around?
So we were formed back in 1993. We started out as just the Hastings and Adams County Housing Development Corporation, but in 2002, we absorbed the Grand Island Area Housing Development Corporation. And that's when we also expanded into Clay, Webster, and Knuckles counties. So since 2002, we've served those entire 5 counties. And actually, I just reopened our Grand Island branch here about a month ago. So we now have
an office?
We have an office in both Grand Island and Hastings.
Fantastic. Oh, my gosh. All right. Another question for you. How can our listeners get involved and help you keep doing this work?
That is a great question. The biggest impact is dollar donations or in-kind gifts. We can really make those dollars stretch through our affordable rentals, through the owner-occupied repairs, and through our down payment assistance. With the federal funding freeze, I can't access that money to do down payment assistance. And some people, they just need, you know, $500, $1,000 to get that closing costs covered.
Right.
And so through donations, we're able to help generate that funding for them. We're also going to be looking for some volunteers here coming up in the fall. Our townhome rentals, we have a playground that's in need of just a little TLC,
okay.
Little cleaning, painting. We've got some weed problems that we just need some elbow grease to help get rid of. And so we'll be looking for those type of volunteers. So, you know, we would really appreciate your time, talent, or your treasure.
How can we get people to donate even online or help with things like that?
Oh, well, they can, if they want to help, they're welcome to call at 402-461-8407 is our phone number. They can email me at info@hdcne.org, or they can find any of this information on our website at hdcne.org.
hdcne.org. Fantastic. And they can learn more and they can call you. And do you guys have a little statement at all?
Just have like a little ending.
I love the ending. You've got it, Alyssa. Give it to me.
We just, you know, want to thank everyone for supporting HDC. I want to especially thank our board of directors who has been so supportive and truly believe that when we come together as a community, we can make sure every family has a safe, stable place to call home.
Absolutely. Oh, it's a pleasure having you on the show again. I love having you here. Your smile just fills the room. I wish our listeners could see that.
Thanks, Renee.
Thanks for being on the show today. I appreciate you.
I appreciate you and all that you do for our community.
All right. And thank you. And to our listeners, thanks for tuning into the Public Affairs Program. Have a great rest of your day.